Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I've been on a roll lately, trying my best to encourage and call you to action. And do you realize what the inaction of we the people has caused? The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men and women to do nothing. Well, good men and good women have done nothing, and this nation is crumbling. The morals are down, the love of life is gone, and the true love of liberty is disappearing. Independence being pushed back for dependence. CSC Talk Radio is unique, in my opinion, in the fact that I am you. I am one of the deplorable females that understand and value life, and that life and liberty go hand in hand, and that common sense is being replaced with the elite who believe themselves to be intellectual and intellectually too smart for God and logic, and those things don't matter, and therefore they can't connect with us emotionally. We bring these issues to you on a daily basis, and if you can't hear me, it does no good. Today's show is going to be twofold. First, I want to bring back Michael Godar of Godar Electronics, and I want to discuss how we can bring CSC Talk Radio to you in a better way, a clearer way, as well as to others. Then we're going to talk about some current events of what I would call stupidity, making me doubt the capability of some women, the nasty feminist ones, and some men to govern, to lead, and to make any sense at all. Sheesh, the stories I've got for you later on in the show, you don't want to miss them. You maybe want to miss them. First, let's visit with Michael. Mike, how are you doing today?
Well, very good.
Oh, good. You know, I was out with some friends Saturday evening, and one gentleman brought up the topic of the TV channels here in this local area, and there's two channels he can't pick up, and I immediately, Rudy was with me, and I immediately turned to Rudy, and I said, can't Michael help him? So you got talked about on Saturday night with my gang that I hang out with.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we have a really cool HD or high-definition TV antenna that we built. And it's called the model HD3, and it's designed for indoors. You can set it up on top of a shelf. It kind of looks like an orbiting satellite. It's a very, very unique design.
Mm.
It has like twin elements and a pair of rabbit ears. But it picks up on an average between 60 and 100 channels, depending on your area.
Okay. Well, he talked about putting an antenna up, and I kind of teased because back in the day, you know, we always wrapped them up with foil when they weren't working. I said, well, did you use the foil? He said, yeah, I did. It didn't work. So I remember Dad taking the rabbit ears and moving them around and standing up or, you know, trying to move it around when we were kids, trying to get better reception. We've come a long way from them, from that time.
Well, yeah, with this new digital signal, I mean, it's either there or it's not. You know, there's no in-between.
Right.
But you still have to fiddle with the rabbit ears sometimes, you know, on certain channels. But, yeah, this antenna does a really good job. It's been one of our bigger sellers since 2001. We've had it out on the market. So, yeah, it's a really nice antenna. Really nice strong.
All right. Well, we'll have to pass that word along and see if we can't get him back up. He's got two stations. There's three local stations. Well, there's really four, but there's three local stations. He doesn't have Dish or anything. And two of them that he just can't pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it started here a while back. And I said, well, I remember one channel went down for a little bit. So I don't know. I said, I'm on Dish, so I don't have any problem. And I only watch one channel anyway. I don't know why I'm on Dish. But anyway, I wanted to mention that the DXR that you have, the DXR 1000, that's for shortwave. I want to talk a little bit about shortwave because you're a shortwave listener to CSC Talk Radio, aren't you?
Oh, definitely. Yes. Yeah.
And
shortwave. I've been a shortwave fan since about 12 years old.
Shortwave is just a little different than the AM and the FM, and we have a different clientele there. And so I have listeners on shortwave as well as listeners on local radio stations, and I adore all of them. But the shortwave comes and goes on my people, and that's one reason when you contacted us, we were pretty excited about that because we thought we had maybe an answer for them. I know nothing's a 100% fixed, but I thought maybe we had an answer for them in the DXR 1000.
Yeah, that's a very, very good antenna. It's been out for almost 20 years. It's a telescoping whip and very easy to install. It takes up very little space. It's when it's fully extended, it's 69 inches. It's designed very similar to your CB car antenna, only this one is designed for your shortwave radio. And what's really nice about it is it really pulls in very strong signals. Now, we've had some complaints with the jamming signals. Believe it or not, in certain areas of the United States, we're actually getting like a pulsating sound. Some people have mentioned that to me, and it's a jamming signal. But the antenna, if you have a really good selective radio, the antenna will really help get that signal through that.
You know, I had a military guy tell me one time that they were listening to me over there in the Middle East, and of course they were listening on shortwave. And I found that to be just amazing. I mean, you know it's possible, but when somebody actually tells you, well, I'm over here serving and we're listening to you there, I go, wow, that's pretty
short
amazing.
Shortwave is pretty cool. It came out in the early 1900s. But what they do is they shoot the beam up across the ionosphere, and then it comes straight down. So what's really nice about that, you know, you're not following the curvature of the Earth. So you can just put this antenna up just about anywhere, and it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, super high. And that's why our indoor model works quite well, too, which is the DXR 500. There's a lot of people that cannot afford to put something out, or, you know, they're running the wires through the home and everything. So we have a portable shortwave antenna, the DXR 500, and that one is $50 retail. And
okay.
You can hook that up to any radio, any shortwave radio.
All right. Well, I was thinking too that these are thin little antennas, and I was thinking when they're not extended to their full length that they would fit in somebody's stocking and make a good stocking stuffer.
Yes, definitely.
I'm always thinking Christmas, something different for everybody. So always, you know, and it's sometimes for the guys, it's hard to figure out what to get them unless you get them, you know, my kids always like the jerky and the spicy sticks and that kind of stuff in their stockings and money. But I was thinking
antenna would be pretty unique.
Yeah, it would be very unique. But, you know, there's a lot of people that are radio buffs. I mean, they like you. They like their shortwave radio, their AM and FM radio. That's why I say radio's not going to die. Everybody thinks radio's going to be gone. Everybody's doing social media and everybody's doing this and doing that. But I don't think it will, because I think people still like to turn on the radio. I hear the music. We're headed into a break. Michael, you hang on. We're going to talk about maybe what else we could do for Christmas for everyone since we're in that season. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. If you have a question for Michael of Godar Electronics, give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Michael and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping, tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Michael Goodar of Goodar Electronics, and he makes antennas and so much more. Last time you were on, I think we got sidetracked, and we were talking about all the record players and the old-time radios and such that you have. But I wanted to concentrate a little bit more on your antennas, especially because I thought they were pretty good for stocking stuffers. So if we could talk just a little bit more about those. And then the cleaner that you have for the record players, I thought that might make a good stocking stuffer as well.
Oh, yes. We have a really, really good formula, similar to the popular D4 by Dishwasher. Comes in an 8-ounce bottle, and it really cleans the records, fast drying, and it's called the Goodar Audiophile Record Cleaner, and we manufacture that also.
That's just amazing. Just amazing that they're going back to the record players, and I have an old record player that kind of works whenever you give it a little help, you know, turntable, give it a little help, move it along. But I've only got about 3 or 4 records. So I lost a home in a fire many years ago.
You lost and a record collection.
I lost a large record collection, but I also had somebody give me 3 or 4 records, and so that's about all I've got. And I get them out every. It's been a while since I've played that record player, so I don't know if I can even kickstart it anymore. Well, it's, you know, a really old stereo.
We have a service department that, that specializes in that.
Yeah, well, you know, I might have to box it up and send it.
Yeah,
because I like the stereo. It's got. It still has. It has. Does it have a CD player? No. It's yes. It has a CD player, and it has the cassette players, and then the phonograph and the radio, AM and FM radio.
It's like a combination.
Yeah, it's an old thing. It was a series of Roebuck. I don't know where we got it, but it's still there. You know, I mean, it's been 30 some years that I lost that home in a fire. And we just didn't replace a lot of records, you know, because then 8-tracks were out, and then the cassette tapes were out, and now we're going back to records. You know, had CDs, DVDs.
Records
whatever.
Is big. In fact, the last year the used vinyl market. Boasted that the sales exceeded CD for the first time.
Mm.
Record sales on used vinyl. It's made a big comeback, and it's across the ages. You know, the hipsters, the younger generation, down to the teenagers, and of course, even the older generation's getting back into it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a story on me. There's lots of funny stories on me because I sometimes do stupid things. But I sing occasionally. And I took my CD, I had an accompaniment tape for music, and I took it, and I was doing a performance, so I had several songs that I was singing, and I made the mistake, I didn't realize, you don't put a sticky note on a CD.
No.
So we had to scratch out one song. It couldn't be done. I mean, it just ripped that right off of that CD.
Oh, yeah. That'll come up the surface.
It didn't gum it up. It ripped it off.
Oh, wow.
I had it on the outside, on the cover side.
Uh-huh.
But when it took it off, it took the foil or whatever that's put on the back. It just took it off.
That's right, because that's layered. That's
layered over plastic. Yeah, I had to order a new CD. So, yeah, I learned things the hard way sometimes. I had no idea. No idea that would do that.
Oh, and by the way, you have a customer in Tasmania.
Oh, wow.
They called us and ordered one of our antennas. And so, yeah, we had a short conversation on that Tasmanian devil. And they said, no, it does not look like the cartoon character.
Oh, that's kind of disappointing. What does it look like? I think I've seen pictures of it before.
They look kind of like a ferret.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rodent. They're a rodent.
So you know, your signal's getting out.
That is awesome. That is truly awesome. I'm going to have to... You know, we're not selling stuff here. We need to get back on track here.
Sure.
But December 28th, I don't know if you've been listening long enough to know I'm hitting 2,000 shows in December 28th. So I'm pretty excited. I'm going to celebrate somehow. I don't know. Maybe I'll bake myself a cake or something. We're going to celebrate somehow. But we're pretty excited about that. And I thank you for being a part of CSE Talk Radio as a sponsor right now and as having been a listener for several years. I appreciate that. So let's sell some Godar electronics. Let's get something sold for Christmas. Let's do something.
Okay. Well, of course, yeah, we've been talking about the DXR 1000, you know, which is a telescoping whip, and it's very easy to install. It just comes with a simple L bracket and a 25-foot cable. You get everything for $99.95 plus shipping. And like I say, it's easy mount, and it will pick up all your shortwave frequencies from down to 2 meters all the way up to 49. It covers the full international shortwave band. And if you can't go with an outdoor, we have our DXR 500, mm-hmm. Which comes complete with a wire line and comes with adapter, so you can hook it up to any shortwave radio, and that's indoors, and it costs $49.95 plus shipping.
And what was the TV antenna we were discussing earlier?
That's the TV antenna is the HD model HD3, and those are $69.95, and they come with a 6-foot cable, and they're designed for indoors. They're approximately about 18 inches wide by about 10 inches deep.
Okay,
and
they
look like an orbiting satellite. They're really actually a very cool design.
I'm looking at it right now. It is pretty cool.
But, you know, in spite of all that, I mean, you know, some people, you know, don't care for that particular design, but, you know, it lays flat, so so you really don't see much of it other than the rabbit ears popping up.
Mm-hmm. And you said you could just put it on a shelf.
You just put it up on a shelf, and you just do your auto scan, and average reception anywhere from 60 to 100 channels, depending on your geographic location.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, we're going to have to tell my friend about it. We're going to tell him.
It's for local city areas, though. It's not a rural antenna. That particular antenna has a range of about 35-40 miles.
Oh, that may not work for him then.
Yeah, if they're way out in the... Well, if they're picking
no,
up...
No, they're here in town, but the station, one is outside of Jefferson City and the other one's outside of Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah,
so they're a little ways away.
Yeah, the stations, the digital signals drop off somewhere between 50 and around 40, 50 miles. So if they're getting somewhat of a digital signal, then this antenna should pick it up a lot better than what they have.
Well, we'll have to see. We'll have to check that out. We'll do a little research there.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like we've got some good things here going for Christmas, though. I'm really kind of excited, those antennas. I think that they would they'd really be good for some of these radio buffs with the shortwave radio, because I know a lot of people just, they really are, they're addicted to their shortwave radio. They love their shortwave radio. It's a hobby with them, and I think that'd be a real good gift for them.
Oh, definitely. And there's a lot of radio collectors that listen, so they have a lot of different radios, and of course, many of them are shortwave. And this will work with a lot of the vintage shortwave radios going back to the 1920s. And what's nice about the little portable one is that you can actually disconnect it and move it from radio to radio. So if you have large collections, that antenna works quite well for that purpose.
And you also, I'm going to throw this out here, I think we talked about this maybe the first time you were on the air with me, the tubes for the old radios.
Mm-hmm.
You have those as well, don't you?
Oh, vacuum tubes?
Well, is that what they call them?
Yes.
I just called them tubes. I'm a talkie, not a techie.
Well, we stock tubes, although we don't sell them to the general public. We use them for service. We have a service department, and we do repair vintage radios.
Okay.
But vacuum tubes are readily available online. You can get them pretty much on eBay, and there's quite a few tube companies.
Well, I think I mentioned that first interview that when we talked to you, that I've got a girlfriend that has an old radio, and I'm not sure it still works, and I imagine if it doesn't, it's probably the tubes.
Yeah, it's usually tubes or it's the capacitors. The capacitors dry up on those, and then they have to be recapped. That's a common term.
And we had an old one on the farm, and I know I told you about that. And we listened to it. It only picked up one station. But we did listen to it quite a bit. And, of course, that got lost in the fire, too.
Mm.
But those old things, they're just unique. They make a great place in the home. And my girlfriend collects antiques, but I'm not sure where she got this radio. But she's pretty proud of it. I wanted it. She wouldn't give it to me. We're headed into another break. Michael, thank you so much for everything. I want to give your phone number out. You need to call Michael at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207.
And eBay, too.
And eBay. Oh, yeah, okay, on eBay, too. Go to our electronics. Thank you, Michael, for all that you do for CSC Talk Radio, and we will talk with you soon. And if we don't get to you before Christmas, you have a very Merry Christmas.
And you have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. We're headed into a break. When we come back, we're going to turn tail here, and we're going to start talking about the elite, the intellectuals, and the feminist women. Are they the wrecking balls for liberty? I do think so. And we will be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio, My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All-American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All-American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Like I said, we were having a two-fold show, so we're going to skip over here to some of the things that are going on. And the reason I'm bringing these articles to you, these news tidbits or whatever, is because I want you to understand the disheaval we are in this country. And, you know, we've gone from crazy to crazier, I believe, you know, chaos and lack of common sense and logic in just about everything. So if you remember the Kavanaugh hearings, Senator Hirono was very angry at all white men, all old white men. And she made some comments that were pretty derogatory to men. You know, one was to sit down and you know, shut up and step off and get out of the way. And yesterday, or earlier this week, she was being interviewed. And she was saying that Democrats have a hard time connecting with the voters because they know so much, but that they lack the ability to connect emotions, to connect emotionally. She says, we have a really hard time connecting to people's hearts instead of their brains. We're good at shoving out all the pertinent information, we need to speak to the heart, not in the manipulative way, but in the way that people know that we're actually on their side. Well, I think she means well with her words, but it's a little bit insulting, you know. We're too smart to connect with you emotionally. You're too emotional and not smart enough. I don't know how you want to put it. The article I have here came from Fox News. It came from The Five. And Greg Gutfeld was pretty offended by her comments, and he still thinks she needs to apologize to the men for what she had said back in the day during the Kavanaugh hearings. But this is just one, you know, it's another way, a little more polite way of calling us a basket of deplorables, which, you know, you have to take some humor in the American people, because they took that basket of deplorables and they made it, those who believe themselves to be in that basket, they made it out to be a compliment. You know, so they took that and they ran with it and ended up backfiring on poor Hillary Clinton, because she didn't think that that was going to happen, because it ended up giving Donald Trump even more, even more muscle in his campaign, so to speak, with the deplorables, with those who, you know, rule America. Rule America is the forgotten voice of America. And that's why I'm here, because I believe you need that voice. And I still believe your voice is a little forgotten. I don't believe it's getting heard across this nation as it should. And so we're going to keep pushing this. We want you to have a voice. I want you to be heard, because I believe rule America. I love all of America. I even love Hawaii. I went to Hawaii once. I'd love to go back again. And I don't mean that, like, I don't love all the rest of the states. I haven't been to all 50. But I believe rural America is truly the heartland. I believe it is the foundation of all America. And when your voice isn't heard, then these others in areas, like we talked about the Electoral College the other day, they get heard over you, and they ride over you, and things don't matter where you are. And, you know, rural America isn't like the big city. Rural America isn't like the suburbs exactly. Rural America is the breadbasket. It's the heart of America. It truly is. And so I believe that we're here just to continue that voice. And I don't think we can do it from the city. I've had a lot of people say, oh, you need to go to New York, you need to go to D.C. No, I need to be right here. Right here in the heartland. The voice can go to those cities. The voice can be heard there. But we need to stay right in the center of the heart. We're going to go to Tim in Iowa. Tim, how are you doing today?
Hi, Beth. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Two calls in a week. I'm impressed here.
I kind of hang around the house lately when you're on. So.
Oh, good. Thank you for that.
You know, the Democrats seem to be so smart, but they can't seem to figure out, especially this gal from Hawaii, the exploitation of women in China.
Yeah.
Now, I'm reading an article here about this little dazzling and singing Ariel that everybody's buying for their kids this Christmas.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I don't know. I've never seen the movie or anything, you know. But the workers over there, they're pretty much all women.
All right.
They're making them, are getting $1.25 a piece for each one of those little dowels they're making. And it's selling on Amazon for $35. That's a 3,000% markup. Now, I guess I'm not very bright, but it seems to me there might be a little room with that kind of margin to make those here and pay for at a reasonable, make those here and pay people well so that they can buy homes.
So, you know, I don't
pay
have
taxes for schools.
Who's selling those, Tim? Who's selling those?
Disney.
Okay, Disney. Well, of course it would be. Okay.
Yeah, Disney, Mattel, Hasbro. They're all the same. They're all over there. You know, and the worst part of it is we don't know what quality the plastic is that we're giving our kids from these people, because they have no consumer protections over there.
No, they don't.
They say they got an ethical toy program, you know, but it's like, oh, come on, guys. I mean, the establishment is fighting, you know, Trump's trying to do something about this, and the establishment is fighting it. And for some reason, this woman and her smart other Democrat friends, and let's be honest, the establishment of the Republican Party can't seem to figure this out.
Well, they are smart, and they're greedy.
Yeah.
And so they're making profit on this. I have said all along, and you've heard me, that the reason they hated Donald Trump isn't because of his personality or his mouth. It's because of what he was approaching. They hated him in the campaign because he was approaching immigration and trade. And they go hand in hand, and Congress is lining their pockets.
Yeah, this article lists in here what the factories consider to be their ideal employee. They're women over the age of 45, and they were drawn to work there because they're poorly educated, well-behaved. We already know China has a socialist, has a social behavior policy now. They keep points on you, and you have to follow the party line or the government line if you want things like a house, food, stuff like that. It also says here because they're obedient and care more about children and family. Factories like them because they are less likely to make trouble and easier to manage than men. It's total exploitation of women.
It is.
Yet this Hirano woman, whatever her name is, can't see, I don't see her running out there trying to do something about it.
You know, the feminists, we're about to run out of time in this segment. And I think I've talked about this before. You know, women fought for rights for years to have their own sports. And now we're letting transgenders infiltrate women's sports because they want to pretend that they're female. I mean, they can pretend all they want.
Yeah,
it doesn't change the DNA. You know, the Democrats are real intelligent, and they want us to listen to science unless it has anything to do with climate change or your biology. Or the technology in the womb. You know, they don't want you to listen to that biology.
We have girls here in Iowa that wrestle, but they can't, you know, they're in high school, and I'm sorry that they usually all lose because their upper bodies aren't as strong enough.
They wrestle with the guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they allow that here in Iowa. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. They wouldn't allow that when I was in high school.
As long as it's equal opportunity, they don't have to start another program.
Well, so, you know, it was just recently, just a few months back, where a transgender man did beat the females in the female competition.
Sure.
And so they've lost their sports now because of these feminist values and this liberal stuff that they're shoving down everybody's throats. Thank you, Tim, for being a part of us today. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. When we return, we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on with Christmas on the liberal stage. It just doesn't make any sense. So when can we bring common sense back? When good men and good women do something about it. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines before we continue with some of the news articles. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Beth. You asked when we go get common sense back. Opposite of common sense is chaos. When people turn back to God, Jesus is God. If they don't turn back to God and put Him first, then government.
You're right.
This ain't going to get no common sense in here.
You're right.
It's chaos.
The logic is gone. You're very right, Larry. I agree with you 100%.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And speaking of that, this is a church's nativity scene. Now, they're known for being political and doing strange things with the nativity scene. But this year, to make an emphasis against the president, they have put baby Jesus in a cage to symbolize what happened to the children that were coming across the border that were put in the cages. By the way, I'm not a proponent of that. I don't like that. But at the same time, it was actually for their protection. So the church has put the nativity scene in the baby, particularly, inside the cage. And last year, they took the nativity scene and put it, listed it of mass, included a list of mass shooting locations and the number of victims at each part of its display. So they're always trying to make a point, and somehow they miss the real message of the Christ child. They just miss it. Well, he was saying last night, I watched one of them talking about this, that the reason they did this was because they were immigrants and went to a different land. Well, the difference was They weren't truly immigrants. And the government forced them to go to Bethlehem. If you remember, the government forced them to go there to register for their taxes, to register and pay their taxes. So it was totally a different thing. They weren't willing participants necessarily. They just had to do it. Now I have a Lutheran pastor. Now, we have Lutheran churches around here. I've got a Lutheran pastor that lives right behind me, and I just think the world of this man. He is basically a genius. He truly is. We've had him on the air before, Pastor Pete. But this woman, I'm going to have to show this to him. This woman is a pastor in the Evangelical Lutheran Church, and maybe that's a little different. And I don't know how many of you know what a purity ring is. A purity ring is when a woman puts a, and usually her daddy gives it to her, gives her a ring when she's 16 or so, when she starts dating, and they talk to her about life. And they give her the purity ring, and she wears it on her left hand as where a wedding ring would go, to sign that she will wait until marriage before giving herself to a man. And this feminist pastor of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, she has requested people to turn in their purity rings, and she's melting them down and sculpting them into a part of the female anatomy, which I will not mention. So, how is this any different than when the Israelites decided, oh man, we've left Egypt, that's not good, what are we going to do now? And so they force, while Moses is up on the mountaintop, they force Aaron to melt down all the jewelry that they took from Egypt and melt it all down and make a golden calf, and they worship the golden calf. This feminist, she's not there in that church to bring anybody to God. She's worshiping the female body. She says, that's my part, that's a part of my body, and I'll decide what I'm going to do with it. Yeah, I guess in that respect, it kind of is. So, she chooses to represent a God. Apparently, she's never read his word. She just pretends to be a representative of the God that we worship. So, you know, she can choose her lifestyle. I don't have to like it. I can choose my lifestyle. She doesn't have to like it. But if you're going to represent the Word of God, you best be reading the Word of God. And I think she's nuts. I'm sorry, but that's what I think of her. I can't believe that the church is putting up with it. So I know many of you have criticized me over Santa Claus, and I don't want to even talk about Santa Claus, except that I have one particular Santa Claus statue that I actually love. And it's Santa Claus kneeling at the manger, bringing it all together. You know, Santa's fictitious. Santa is something that we want. We want to be giving. Christ is the giver of life. He is the reason for the season. Whether it's in December, whether it's in the spring, whether it's in the fall. We celebrate Christmas to bring us back to Him. And it's gotten commercialized. Yes, I understand that. But Facebook, somebody posted this picture of the Santa Claus kneeling and worshiping the Christ child in the manger. Well, they censored the image of Santa Claus kneeling before the baby Jesus. And they've put it into a blur, so you can't see it. It's all blurred. So to love life, to be a Christian, is hate speech. Regardless of what you think of Santa, him kneeling at the manger and bowing to the Christ child in worship, it paints the truth of the season. It's not about Santa and gifts. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about the chaos and the cookies. It's about the Christ child. It's about the sacrifice that our God made for us. It's not about the gifts. It's not about the parties. It's about our God providing a way to His people to come back to him. And I'm running out of time. I had an article. I have tons of articles here, but I have an article here that somebody sent to me. This woman, Camille Paglia, or Paglia, I'm not sure how you pronounce her name. She is a Democrat. And we'll have to share this another day because we're running out of time. But I really liked what she says. She's an intellectual. She's an atheist. But she's talking about the Democrat Party and all that they've done and what they have to offer. And she's hitting it right. But she's a socialist. So she's got it right, but she's not doing it right. She can't seem to put it together and understand what a free republic, a constitutional republic truly is. We the people. They still want big government. And I don't get that. I hear the music. We're out of time. I want to remind you, tomorrow is going to not be a free-for-all Friday. I'm going to have Patrick Michaels on from the Cato Institute. And he's done a lot of deep studying about climate change. So we're going to have a show tomorrow on climate change. No phone calls. Please just listen. And then on Monday, we're opening up the phone line. So you listen tomorrow and you write down all the questions you want to ask or comments you want to say, and we'll bring you in on Monday. And then I also want to remember that I have a podcast, and you can go to my website, and you can listen to the show live or any other time and help to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.